I would like to add on to what was mentioned to link these verses together. The emphasis on in Matthew 18, where the Lord, in Matthew 16, where the Lord said, "I will build my church." I think sometimes we do tend to emphasize the word church in that verse, whereas it's probably more valuable to emphasize the word my. I will build my church. You might say that there's nothing inherently God-oriented in the word that is translated church, just because what we've been saying, it is simply used as a gathering of people that have been separated from a larger group. They came out from the group they were in to be together for a certain purpose. The clearest evidence of that is that the same word for church is used in Acts chapter 19, I think it is, where there's practically a riot. And they're basically a people that the congregation, the assembly that had come together, they didn't even know what they were there for. But they had come out from their homes. They came out from the town to this amphitheater there for a certain purpose. And so they were an assembly of people. They were a gathering of people. So there's nothing inherently godly, we might say, in the word church or in the word assembly. We might just add as an aside, in our days, if you say to someone that you go to an assembly, they probably will not think that's a different word, because many people are accustomed to hearing of groups like Assemblies of God and so on. And right away, that word actually already has baggage. I say baggage not as a pejorative term, but it already has carries some kind of connotation with it. So it might not be as fresh or new a word as we might think when we're talking to one another about it. But the word church or the word assembly, whatever word we use, it's not so much that word that's prominent or preeminent in what we want to consider, but the fact, I believe, that it's my church. The Lord Jesus says it's my gathering of people, my called out ones. I'm going to build an entirely new group. And in Acts chapter 2, what was read, we could just emphasize that verse, the Lord added to this church those who were being saved. So it's the Lord adding, and we might just say then that as part of this principle to make it clear for us that when we are saved, every Christian at the moment of belief is added, as the Lord did, to his church, to his called out ones, his special group. There are other special groups and that are not Christian, but every true believer Lord has put into his church, his special group that he is building together. And so while we want to understand the words, we can realize that the emphasis is not so much on the word we use, but on the fact that it's his. And that ties in, I think, with what Leonard said earlier, that it's the character of the one who to whom the church belongs, the one who has purchased the church, as was mentioned a few times in prayer. The fact that he gave himself for his church. He loved his church. It's his. And that gives a direction as we proceed into these other matters that we'll consider today.
Matthew 16 is a church universal. Matthew 18 is a church local. My church, the assembly, the local expression of it. So it's good to see that as you read the book of Matthew. Chapter 16, I will build my church universally. Matthew 18, the local problem, there's the church locally. So it's good to have that on mind.
One more thought on the word church, assembly, the word ecclesia or ecclesia, pronounce it however you wish. Ek, out, ecclesia, I call. In the Holy Spirit used words that were extant or existing in the Greek culture when the Bible was written. In a city, there was the populace, the population of the people in that city. Well, there would be a council that were called out of the city to govern that city. We have a city council, we have a senate, we have these various governing bodies. Well, in those days, they had a governing body for that local city-state or that city. And they were called out from among the large group of people to govern that city. Well, the assembly are the called out from among the great mass of the peoples of the world who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling them out from the world unto himself. And so this is a very good metaphor to understand concerning the Church of God, the Spirit of God used this word that was used in the Greek language for people who were called out for a purpose. And that is what we have also in Ephesians. The church is not an afterthought. The church is not something that the Lord decided as, Israel didn't believe in me, and so now I'll call a different people. We are chosen in Christ, Ephesians tells us, chapter 1, before the foundation of the world. So the Lord God had a purpose before the world was even created, that there would be a church, there would be an assembly, there would be a body of Christ made up of Jew and Gentile. It was something that he planned from all eternity, and in time it is manifested, made up of those Jews and Gentiles who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think the principle is in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the first time it's mentioned, because there Abraham is calling, or God is calling Abraham out and telling him, I'll tell you where you must go. So he called him out to a path of faith. So the principle of a call-out company is in seed form right here. Genesis 12, chapter 1. Now the Lord God had said unto Adam, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show you. God gave the direction. He called him out and gave him the direction.
The thought, too, is not just called out, but unto.
Yes.
See, that, you know, we want to make sure the full picture here is that we're not just called out. Israel itself was not just called out of Egypt, but that unto the Lord, or unto the land as Abraham. So we're unto the Lord. And that's where we're two or three are gathered unto my name. There am I in the midst of them.
Can I suggest that something, or that which was in the heart of God before we get to this even, was relationship. And I think we see that in the garden. God created Adam, and out of Adam's side he formed the woman. We have there, and it's brought out in Ephesians, that in the heart and mind of God, relationship with this called out company was really, predated for us to understand, was the preeminent feature. Not just a house, not just a temple, but this intimate, living relationship with the Almighty. Mm-hmm. And it's a bride of the Beloved, of the Lord Jesus. And how wonderful that in His heart, for His beloved Son, an eternal relationship. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to me that that is the prominent feature for us to enjoy in our hearts, and that would affect our hearts. Because all these other things, all this, the way it opens up to us, like this huge panorama of facets of the assembly, seems to have its most intimate connection is right there. That we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. We just think, we came, where did we come from? We came out of this world. We were people that deserved the judgment of God. But in the heart and the purposes of God, God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be for Him. That we should be for Him. That our whole being, our whole person, every one of the assembly, every member of the body would be completely for Him. So if we understand that, and many of us here are married, or some are going to be married, no one brother over there soon. You know what, as you prepare for that, you think of what you can be for that one. And what do we think of in our movements here below? Do we think of what we are for Him and what our brothers and sisters are for the Lord? Isn't that really what should motivate us? And it just seems to me that that's a marvelous feature. It seems almost we bypassed it, but it's a marvelous feature of the affections of our hearts. And therefore, if we have our affections in the right place, all the other facets will be taken up in the right way. Not just in a technical way or a theoretical way, but as motivated by a heart that loves the Lord Jesus.
Think of the affection that God the Father had for the Lord Jesus. Amen. The assembly is God the Father's love gift to Christ.
Mm-hmm.